Welcome back to a very exciting day of Mishnah Yomit because of the fact that today we finished the first Masechta in the cycle. We will conclude with the final Mishnah of Maseches Brachos, and then we will continue and push right forward through the first Mishnah of Maseches Peah. So let's jump right in. Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 9, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Brachos, says the Mishnah as follows. We know that a person has to make a bracha over something bad in the same way that you make a bracha over something good. Where does this all come from? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, we say it every single day, twice a day, that the Torah tells us. And you have to love Hashem, your God, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your me'odecha, with all of your resources. Says the Mishnah, what do these things mean? B'chol avavecha, b'shnei yitzarecha, b'yitzar tovu v'yitzarara. The first idea, when we say that you have to love Hashem with all of your heart, means that you have to love Him with both of your inclinations, with your good inclination, with your Yetzer Tov, and with your Yetzer Hara, with your evil inclination. What does it mean you have to love your God with all of your soul? It means that even if your God takes your soul, you have to love Him. Right? The famous story with Rabbi Akiva, that as he was dying, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkinu Hashem Echad. And so the idea is that even when Hashem takes your soul, you still have to love Him, you still have to serve Him, and that's what it means, b'chol nafshecha. B'chol me'odecha, b'chol mamonecha. And when it says we're supposed to love God with all of our me'odecha, it means that we're supposed to love God with all of our money. That is the basic understanding. But then the Mishnah gives another understanding for this final idea. It's like a play on words. We say me'odecha, so therefore says the Mishnah that another idea that with all of your me'od, it means that for every single mida, for every single measure that God measures out against you, have a moda lob me'od mod, still you have to thank Him very much. And this is basically the whole idea behind the reason for bringing this teaching, because we're told that we have to thank God for the good, just like we thank Him, or we have to thank God for the bad, just like we thank Him for the good, and that's all based on this final teaching over here. That we have to be modeh to Hashem very much, that we have to thank God very much, no matter what He meets out against us. Then finally, the Masechta concludes with giving us just a few different halachos as they pertain to various areas. So says the Mishnah as follows: Lo yakel adam es rosho keneged shaar hamizrach. Person has to realize that they should not behave in like a lightheaded kind of a manner when they are standing in Yerushalayim and they're facing the Shaar HaMizrach, the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu mechuvan keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The reason why is because you're essentially directly opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you shouldn't be acting in a lightheaded manner when you're that close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then says the Mishnah, Lo yikanes lahar habayis b'maklo v'minalo v'fundaso, that a person should not be going up to the Beis HaMikdash, up to the Temple Mount, when he has a walking stick, when he has his shoes on, when he has his money belt, or if he has dust on his feet, he shouldn't be going on to the base up to the Temple Mount. Below Yasino Kapandaria, and the famous halacha. One should not use the Beis HaMikdash as a kapandaria. You shouldn't use it as like a shortcut that instead of going around the Beis HaMikdash, you walk through it. That would be totally inappropriate. Rekika mikal v'chomer, and we understand by a kal v'chomer that spitting on the Beis HaMikdash floor is totally forbidden. It's prohibited. Why? Because if you can't even wear shoes, which is really not such a disrespectful thing when you think about it, then of course spitting is going to be prohibited, because that is a blatantly disrespectful thing to do. Just parenthetically, we know that at least one of these halachos, but should be told, many of these halachos pertain to our regular davening and our regular kedushas beis hakneses, the sanctity of our shuls. In particular, many people try to be careful of not making a kapandaria, not to make a shortcut out of a shul, right? If you know that you need to go from point A to point B, and it happens to be that there's a shul in the middle, to walk through the shul is very inappropriate. And at the very least, even just to walk into a shul, even if you're not going to make it a shortcut, but just to go in for no reason, that's inappropriate. period. So there is an idea that you walk into a shul, you say a pasuk, you say Asher Yoshev Veisecha, something like that, to show that you are in there to learn a little bit of Torah, and then, you know, you do what you may have, what else you might need to do in there. But to make just a blatant shortcut is not something we try to do. We try to avoid that at all costs. Then says the Mishnah, that kol chusmei brachos shehayu v'mikdash hayu umrim min ha'olam. That a special halacha that we have that when the Beis Hamikdash, because there was the following concern: whenever the individuals, the chazanim and the like, when they were completing a bracha of like Shemona Esrei or whatever, something like that, during the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, they would always add the words of min ha'olam in at the end of the bracha. Why? Because Misha Kilku Haminin of Amru Ein Olam El Achad. Because what happened was, you had the Minim, you had the heretics come in and say that you only say the word Olam once in a bracha. When you say the word Olam, that means that there's only one world. We believe in two worlds. We believe in Olam Hazeh, this world, and Olam Haba, the next world. But they said, no, there's only one world. So we say, we can't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that God is the king of the world, because that sounds like we're saying that he's only the king of one world, and that there is only one world. So therefore, Hiskinu Sheyihu Omrim Min HaOlam Bi'ad HaOlam. So Chazal said that now, in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, that they would have to say min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam, from this world until the next world. So essentially, again to reiterate, so whenever in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash they would make a bracha, they would say the words min ha'olam, and then when the heretics came around, so in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, they changed it from min ha'olam to min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. They added this additional language to make it clear that we believe in two worlds, the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba, this world and the world to come. And finally, concluding the Masechta, V'hiskinu sheyehe adam shoel shalom chaveru b'shem. A critical teaching that the Mishnah is telling us at the end of the Masechta, that they establish this idea that a person can greet his friend by using the name Hashem, right? Where do we get the chutzpah? You ever think about it to say, like, you know, hello, sir, how are you doing? And someone responds, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing okay. Who are you to say Hashem's name for no reason? So obviously we're not using Hashem's actual name, but who what a chutzpah. So that's based on this Mishnah over here. And Chazal established that when a person is greeting their friend, they have the right to use Hashem's name, even though it would seem like it's something you can't do. How do you know this? We learn this from Boaz, of all people. Shenamar v'hini Boaz ba mi beis lechem v'yomer lakutzrim Hashem imachem v'yomru lo yevrechach Hashem. Right, because it says that Boaz came from Beit Lechem, and he said to the people who were harvesting that Hashem is with you, and they said to him, may Hashem bless you. And we see that since Boaz used the name of Hashem when he was greeting these workers, so we see that it is permissible to use Hashem's name when greeting workers. The Mishnah then says, well, maybe Boaz was not doing the right thing. So then the pasuk says, no. V'omer Hashem imcha gibor hechayil. It also says elsewhere when the certain malach of Hashem, when he appeared before Gideon, he said to him, Hashem is with you, you individual. So clearly it is permissible to greet with using Hashem's name. However, says the Mishnah, that maybe that we have to go back to we have to go back to the first proof, because v'omer al tavuz ki zikna imecha, because it also says in Mishlei that we shouldn't be shaming ki zikna imecha, we shouldn't be shaming although your mother is old. And so this idea is basically brought to tell us that we shouldn't ever be shaming Boaz, meaning that we don't assume that Boaz made a mistake. If Boaz did something and the Tanakh was not critical of him, so we assume that he was doing the right thing. And therefore, we say, oh, it must be that Boaz actually was doing the correct thing by using Hashem's name. But then the Mishnah says, fine, so why was he doing the right thing? Says the Mishnah, concluding the Masechta, V'omar eis la'asos la'ashem hefiru torasecha, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim that in a certain time to act for Hashem, you act for him and they nullify the laws, meaning that Rabbi Nassan Omer Hefiro Torasecha Eis La'asos La'Hashem. This means that the person can nullify the law of Hashem when it's the right time. to act for Hashem. So evidently it's not necessarily the most appropriate thing to do, to use Hashem's name in a greeting. But there was a concern that maybe the people weren't connected or close enough to Hashem. They didn't realize that God was with them on a daily basis. So Chazal say, use Hashem's name when you greet the other people and say, I'm doing great, Baruch Hashem, and that will help people stay closer to Hashem, a critical halacha as we conclude the first Masechta, to realize that God is always with us, and we're even willing to uproot some of the basic tenets and laws that might be there by using his name, quote-unquote, in vain, because we need to realize how important it is to be connected to him on a daily basis. Hajar and Alach Maseches Brachos, V'Slika Alach Maseches Brachos. We finish Maseches Brachos with a tremendous simcha, and we thank Hashem for giving us the strength to do it. And now onwards and upwards, God willing, will return to Brachos soon, but now we continue with Maseches Peah. Peah and the rest of the Masechtos in Seder Zeraim have a bit of a bad reputation because of the fact that they are all about the produce laws of the land of Israel, and in general, produce agricultural laws does not sound super exciting. A few specific reasons why it's so nice to be learning these laws and these Mishnayos now. Number one, they're not as hard as you think they are. And it's always important to realize that it's not to be deterred by anything. Number two, they are still Torah. And Torah we have to learn no matter how difficult or no matter how easy. And number three, this is the Shemitah year. And what a better time to learn the laws of the agricultural phenomenon in Eretz Yisrael than now, because of the fact that it is the Shemitah year. So let us jump in and begin Maseches Peah. One important thing to answer and understand, although the Masechta will explain various elements of it itself, is what in the world is Peah? So basically, the idea is that the Torah believes that we have to support poor people. And Peah was one way that the Torah tells us to support poor people. And we do that by leaving over a portion of our field, of our crops, for the aniyim, for those who don't have much money. So let us begin. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Peah. We begin with a famous Mishnah. We say this daily. So to realize that this Masechta is not as hard as we might have thought it was. Il dvaram she'in lehem shior. These are the things that don't have any measurement. Hapeya, v'abikurim, v'harei ayon, v'gminas chasadim, v'tamu Torah. We say this every single day after Berachas HaTorah. We see that there are certain things that have no shear. There's no limit. The Torah didn't give a measurement as to exactly how much we have to do for them. And the first thing is peya. That's why it's relevant to Maseches Peah. When it comes to leaving peya, the Torah doesn't tell us how much of our crop we have to leave over for the poor people. When it comes to bringing Bikurim up to the base of Mikdash, we are not told how much. V'harei Ayon, the idea of going up to the Beis HaMikdash for each of the Shalosh Regalim, and so we're not exactly given a specific measurement as to how many times exactly the person is needs to be there. Ugunat chasadim, doing acts of kindness, and Talmud Torah, learning Torah. Okay, ilu devarim she'adam ochel perosem ba'olam hazeh. These are the things that a person, quote unquote, eats the fruit, but you know, reaps the benefit of in this world. Va'karen kayemes lo yolam haba. But the main principle, the basic reward, that is going to be for him in the world to come. Kibud aveim, honoring your parents. Ugunat chasadim, doing kindness. Va'havas shalom ben adam lechaveiro. Literally, it's bringing peace between one person and another. So that could be done by greeting other people properly, or creating warm environments between individuals. But essentially, just bring peace between one and another. The Talmud Torah connected kulam, and of course, Talmud Torah is equal to all of them. What does that mean exactly? There's a lot to talk about over here, but perhaps just one small thought. I know we're going much longer than we have any other previous shiur, but one idea that Talmud Torah is connected everything is that essentially you learn all the basic principles for all of the mitzvos in Torah. So of course Talmud Torah, of course learning Torah is going to be equal to everything, because in learning Torah, you learn how to do all the other mitzvos as well. But anyways, that brings us to the end of the first of Maseches Brachos, end of the first Mishnah of Maseches Peah. Tomorrow we'll continue with the second Mishnah. Everyone have a wonderful evening.